The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun. Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Or three-pointer. Buries it!
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable. This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
Now that's making a statement.
I have a feeling one of the voices from our show open will make a secondary appearance on the show this week.
Yep.
It is the Big Shot Bob Pod.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. That's probably it. And I don't think it's going to be Marv Albert either. So I think we're okay. Scheduled in a few minutes here to be joined by Shaquille O'Neal.
Yep.
He was our very first guest on this show. And he's going to come back on and goof around with us in a few minutes. And we'll... We're going to bring you a few things that we used to do with Shaq back in the day that I think were a lot of fun that I know he misses and I know you're going to enjoy the hell out of on your show.
Oh, you're going to enjoy this.
So we're going to have some fun with the big fella and bring some of that flavor to the Big Shot Bob podcast.
You're going to enjoy this.
Which is a lot of fun. What are you wearing? What shirt is that?
This is just what's on top.
Okay.
This is what was on
that
top.
Is the perfect guy answer, by the way. It's on top.
Hey, I was cleaning out some drawers and refolding stuff so stuff could fit, and this was on top, so there I threw go. It
that's,
on.
That's the winner. Hey, I'm just saying, it's not anything you'd see at the Met Gala or at New York.
Hey,
Fashion
this is
Week.
Like, hey, this is like Met Gala shit, crazy.
It is
shit,
a little,
you know?
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's got a little bit of that flair to it. I bring it up because one of the more disturbing images I saw this week was Russell Westbrook in a skirt, which, like, if you're a pro athlete, okay, kilt, call it whatever the hell you want, but if you're a pro athlete and you're already catching plenty of fire for God knows any number of reasons, at what point are you be like, I'm going to get pictures of me on the internet in a skirt and this will play well, you know?
You know, for me, I don't mind the skirt. I have a good friend. He used to do my clothes, and he wore a skirt back in the day. Just a fashion thing, you know. I don't mind it. It's just a long kilt, and I'm cool with that. And I know a lot of guys say, skirt is meant for a woman. Well, shit, it's easy, you know, for a guy to throw on a skirt and move along, or a kilt, or whatever you want to call it. I'm calling it a long kilt. I just wish it would have matched. It didn't look like it was matching. The color combos didn't match.
Yeah,
I know
like
I'm a little
white,
old.
Beige, yeah, and it was yeah, weird,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with whatever you want to wear, man. Wear it. You know, do you. I just didn't like the stars in the hair. I'm like, what the hell is with that?
That's where you drew the line?
I drew the line at the stars in the hair.
Yeah. But you're going to defend the skirt. Okay.
Wait a minute.
I have no problem with the skirt, man. No problem with it.
Wait a minute. Time out. Mm-hmm. Audience, our people, our listeners and our viewers, you heard right and you saw right. Look, Robert Ory does not have an issue with the skirt. Now, last time I checked, I don't know Russell Westbrook's background. He may have some Scottish down the line in his family. I don't know. But where he draws the line is at the stars in the head?
In the hair. Yeah.
In that, really? That's where you draw the line?
That's where I draw the line, man.
Not
That's
the skirt.
I draw the line. Not the skirt. Maybe the boots. Maybe the boots.
Oh, my
he
goodness.
Went with the boots. Boots. Nah.
Yeah.
You know,
the boots.
Yeah. Maybe the boots, man. I don't know. But I'm fine with the kilt.
Have you ever done the kilt?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Would you ever do the kilt?
You know what? I'm not even going to lie.
It's got to be nice and breezy. You know what I mean? Got to be some airflow.
I need to find a picture of my friend Ron Finley, the gangster gardener.
Okay.
You know, I got to get him to send me a picture of him in his kilt, his long kilt. His was black. Now, if mine was black and I had the body, if I didn't have the dad body that I have now, if I had the body I had when I was playing, where I had abs and I could wear that shit, you know, I might just do it just to, you know, get people like you to say, what the f- is going on?
Because that's exactly what I'm going to say. And number one, what Russell was wearing wasn't no kilt. Man, that was a flat out skirt. That's a flat out.
And that's where I think, like, a kilt, I always envision the plaid, kind of a little, maybe a little short. That was, like, down to, like, his ankles.
That
almost.
Is a third grade teacher skirt. That's, I'm going to go read to the kids skirt.
You know, it's funny. I always have to ask my wife, I'm like, is that a dress, a skirt, or what is that? Because I always thought a skirt was, like, you know, above the knee, and a dress was below the knee.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So, I don't know what, you know.
He was a dress. That was a dress.
It was a dress? Yes. Okay.
It was a flat out
dress. I don't know what it is. But since he was wearing it, it's a kilt.
Do you have any times where you look back in your career and you see a post-game press conference or something you wore that you're like, oh, what the hell was I thinking?
You know, actually, I don't, because you have to think about the time when you wore it. And so I have no problems with anything I ever wore. I get flack now from my wife about my rookie card. When I my draft card, I have on a greenish suit with a black shirt and with this awful tie. But I was like, she's like, what the hell were you thinking? I said, you got to understand. This was who I was. This was my style. Don't, you know? And I'm like, what's wrong with guys wearing black shirts? And he said, but that tie, I said, back then, it wasn't that many ties around. So this is what it was, you know? She said, no, that's just a country boy. And I said, no, don't try to label me like that. No,
yeah,
I was just a country boy that had no money.
Nah, she right, because look, check this out. You from Alabama. So usually in the South, you know, especially, you know, Mississippi all the way over even to South Carolina, you have the bright color suits. You know, you may have the same color gaiters. I remember because I used to have some. Yeah,
I didn't do all that.
Oh, you didn't?
I wasn't that southern. the southern stylistic. I wasn't the southern stylistic like that. I did have some bright suits back in the day, but I didn't have the gaiters to match anything like that.
I don't understand the Met Gala.
I don't either.
I don't get it. Like I mean, I grew up in New Jersey, so. Mm-hmm. That is something happens in New York Fashion Week every year. And we see part of what we're talking about with Westbrook, you see all these celebrities wear the most ridiculous shit they can come up with. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, just any kind of total nonsense they wear to the Met Gala.
I like they say, what is the craziest shit I can wear just to get some attention? Because some of the outfits, I'm like, ain't here no fucking way you leave the house with that on.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian looked like a villain at the end of a video game. Like, you got to beat her in order to win the game.
I got to look her up now just so I can see it.
Oh, yeah, no, it was rough.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
El Padrino Negro.
What's up, puppies?
What's up, man?
Hold on, let me clean my screen.
What the hell are you doing? Oh, he's gone. No, he's back. There we go.
What's going on, fellas?
What are you doing, man?
First of all, I want to say here on your podcast, my ghetto car can never be revoked.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do?
What'd you do? Papa John's?
I didn't do nothing.
What kind of shades you wearing? What are those? Who that's made by?
Who that be, dog?
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
These are Shaq's, baby.
Oh, those are Shaq customs. Yeah. They look like the goggles the players wear when they're in the locker room when they win the playoffs and they don't want to get champagne in their eyes.
Yeah.
Did you just say I look like Horace Grant? Okay.
Okay. I might have.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Man, chilling, trying to make it.
Trying to make it. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Did he just say, hold on? Every time I turn my damn TV on, it's a commercial with you, and you talking about you trying to make it? Shit, what are you trying to make it to the moon? Because you already made it.
Hey, man, you know, man, I just like to work and just stay out of trouble and do all that good stuff. I'll be walking in my car. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm in the car and this dude about to walk up. Pull his thing out on him now.
No.
Hey, nah, keep that thing to yourself. I don't care which one it is. Keep it to yourself.
If you in the backwoods of Georgia, you better have it sitting in your lap.
You've been down that road too many times.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
So how you doing, man? We haven't seen you in a minute. You feeling good?
Man, I've just been working. I've been DJing my butt off.
Yeah, you have.
I've been trying to stay in shape. But my definition of staying in shape is not having the CBB, the Charles Barkley belly. But I'm gonna try to get in superb shape.
And
in the next 3 months, because when I pull my shirt down, I see a 3.8 pack, so I'm gonna just try to just go on, keep it flat.
Hey, you sound like me. I made it, just this past couple of weeks. So I was celebrating my birthday and the wife's birthday. And I looked at her. I said, "Shit, man, I almost got dicky do. I got to get in the gym. I got to put my app up to cardio." So I made a little bet with myself. I said, if I lose, 20 pounds, I can buy myself something nice for Christmas.
Because I look at old photos, I wasn't ripped up, but I wasn't fat, but I was nice and slim. I look at myself now, but like, damn, I'm looking old.
How much you weighed last time you weighed yourself?
Since we're all family, I'm 385, 14% body fat.
That's not bad.
That's not terrible. That's good. You were up over four for a minute. We were all concerned.
But hold on. Big Shot Bob knows the first championship, 345, got happy. Second championship, 55. That third championship, 395.
It's funny how, I got on the scale. At least your body fat percentage is lower than mine. Mine was 26% body fat.
Damn.
I'm like, sheesh.
Oh, so you ain't number jello. Oh, you out of shape.
Hey, yeah.
Bob.
But I've always had high body fat, though.
Bob. How's it feel to play with the skinny Shaq, the medium Shaq, and the fat Shaq?
I don't think when I played with you, you never got to the fat Shaq. And I think, when I left, that was a fat Shaq.
Bro, the last championship, I was 395, bro.
But you weren't fat, though. I ain't going to lie, that Detroit championship, you was kind of fat, though. wait, it wasn't a Detroit. When you lost to Detroit. I was like, looking, I'm like, years. This dude looked like, he says, fuck it, I got me three of them things. I'm just chilling.
Hey, I
will admit, though, the MVP Shaq, that was something special right there, man. That guy right there was a huge. Looking like a point guard, getting up and down the floor, Hey, that's why you won MVP right there, man. That's why we got that first chip together.
No, I won MVP because every time you came down, you threw it to me because you know I was threw it to me. Threw it to me, slide to the corner, slide to the top of the key, but get it back.
Man, can you believe it though, man? It's 20 years since the three-peat, man. 20 years.
That's crazy.
Y'all some old dudes, boy.
You think
just because you still peeing the bed 20 years ago, don't call us old dudes, man. Come on, man.
You think there's a team that they can get hot, can do a three-peat?
The only team I thought would be able to do it was, the Warriors. I don't think anybody else is going to be able to do it because it's too much movement. You look up, oh, I'm not happy, I'm going here. Oh, I'm not happy. Oh, you my buddy, let's collab together. So I don't think there's ever going to be a chance for a team to three-peat. You might get a team to go back-to-back, but as far as three-peat, I doubt that. It might even be any back-to-back teams, because think about what the Lakers did. They win a championship. The next year, they got a whole different team. We know Milwaukee ain't going to go back-to-back because they shouldn't have been in the first place. So,
oh, look at you. That's not hate.
That's not hating. They only won that because of a big toe. That's it.
Yeah, Kevin Durant told us he couldn't move his toe behind that line. That is true.
Yeah.
What do you think, Shaquille? Is there anybody you see that could do it?
No, never.
Never?
Never. You heard what I said, never. Like Rob kind of mentioned, but you know, back in our day, we wanted to beat each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Rob was my boy in college, SEC, but when I seen him in Houston, I was in Orlando, flagrant fouls, elbows, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when I saw him with the Spurs, we never did the buddy-buddy thing. Like, if the buddy-buddy thing was handled by the business of basketball, it was respected. But I would have never called Rob. Guess who that was cutting in? John Kincaid.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Yes,
you
it is.
Son of a bitch.
Yes.
He's screwing up shows he's not even on. Yeah. Bastard.
No, but I mean, I never would have called Rob and been like, hey, Rob, I saw you hit that, top of the three key for Akeem. Would you like to come play with me and do that? Nah, I mean, but, you know, Rob came to L.A. on his own, and they know, damn it, John.
Hey, tell John to chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, so, I mean, the words I hate is, it's this new era. Like, you know, we watched the era before us, and we all competed. Guys are getting real lazy and real cute, and then they want guys like me and Big Shot Bob to show them some respect. That, trust me, if I knew it was okay to team up after Houston swept us in 94, I would have went and played next to Akeem and Rob.
Yeah, for real.
No, seriously. I mean, you know, like I would have went and played against Jordan every time they beat us. I would have went and go play with Tim Duncan and David Robinson. I'm from San Antonio. Sure, I could have came down there and played and won, but I was like, nope. I'm taking my licks, licking my wounds, and I want to beat these dudes. And we did, but, you know, Rob got 7, I got 4, but whenever we say something, we hate.
Yeah.
It's hard because they say, well, because our era that we hate. Now, like, we're just telling the truth. It's amazing to me that these guys, their skin is so thin that the truth hurts, and they feel like, well, we're disrespecting them. I was like, we're not disrespecting you. It's like, if you look, just go out and play the game as hard as possible, you know, create a team. And I think out of everybody, I think that's why I always say the one thing that I respect out of Giannis is he said, I ain't friends with nobody. You know, I want to do this thing and go out and win. So I respect this championship. I respect it.
I do.
And if he's able to do it again, I will be his biggest fan. But he just needs a better coach than Bud.
Oh, wow. Hey, big fella, I heard you on with Steve.
Wow.
He just need a better coach than Bud.
Oh,
man,
you know? Bud so, got him one, though. He got him one.
So he's secure for a couple more years, but I get 2 years. If they don't win it again, Bud, go, man.
Hey, a championship's supposed to buy you time, and it's going to buy him some time.
It's going to buy him enough time until there's a few too many drinks at the cocktail party, and then maybe that ends abruptly. You know what I mean?
Hey, big fella, you were on with Stephen A the other day. I know you talked about Chicago being a possible surprise in the league this year, you know, with Lonzo and DeMar over there and obviously Zach LaVine. How good do you think that team can really be?
Well, as you know, B-Dog and Big Shot Bob, there's two surprises. A surprise is a championship contender, which Chicago is not. Mm-hmm. And then there's a surprise of having to win the season. They're going to have a winning season. Now they got a nice, young, fast core. Guys want to learn. Guys want to be good. If they play together, they're definitely going to make some noise, beat some teams, have some upsets. And they're going to have a winning record, I think. But they are not championship ready. So when I said they're going to make some noise, I didn't mean like, you know, they're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. But they will win some games, and there will be some teams that they're supposed to beat.
Now, what about our Hawks?
There it is.
Hey, Ice Trey coming this year, boy.
I know he is.
They love him in New York.
I'm really interested to see this Hawks team next year. You know, they get a little fat cat now. They think they're good. I want them to still have that heart and that desire. You know, think about it. Nobody expected them to do what they did. You know, they could be like, oh, shit, we're going to shock everybody. We're going to come out. You know, you get that fat cat syndrome big time.
And, yeah, you know,
I don't want them to get that, man, because there's a lot of teams like the Bulls going to be gunning for them. Think about it. The Bulls, if you look at their potential starting five, it's decent. But then you still got the Bucks, still got, you know, that guys up in Brooklyn. So yeah. they got to come with it. It is no, you know, who knows what Philadelphia 76ers are going to do, but they got to come with it for them to be successful as they were last year. That's all I'm saying.
The Sixers ain't good. Gonna be, the Sixers ain't going to be.
Speaking of the 76ers, was I wrong with what I said about Ben?
No, no.
Thank you.
We were talking about that when Ben came into the league, though, with you.
Yeah.
I know, but like, let me tell you something. Talented young guys, first couple years, they always get a pass. Like, oh, he's young, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, then they gave him an extra year with the, what do they call it? The commitment. What do they call it down in Philly?
Oh, the process.
Yes, process. You know, they preach to the world, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So they got the extra 2 years for that. But now, no. And then the crazy thing, I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I was there at that game 6-11, sitting on the floor. And Rob would tell you, like, when you look in a player's eyes, you could tell if he's scared or not. You know, me and Rob have seen a lot of guys in that fourth quarter. Stojakovic, you know, Portland, you know, Doug Christie, like, you know, a lot of guys' eyes get real scared and get tired. I'm looking at this man the whole game. This man did not want to shoot the basketball.
Yeah, there's something about when it says game 7 and you're at home, boy, hey, your nets will shrink up so bad, man. It's always amazing to me how guys don't know how to step up to the moment. When you got moments like that, that's that moment. You know, you probably won't even sleep at night because you're so eager to get on that court and just dominate. And that's what I felt about the teams we've all been on, Shaq. It's like, if we ever got to a game 7, we're like, man, this is what we want. Now, this is where we're going to go down in history. Yeah. This is how we're going to make our name. You know, this is where that quote-unquote, that word always comes into play. This is where our legacy comes into play. And these guys that kind of fade away into the back like Homer Simpson, I said, dude, why are you here? What are you here for then? You here for the competition? You here for the money? Or you here for the glory? What do you want? You know, for me, it was all about the competition and winning rings and trying to be successful. And speaking of rings and successful, y'all remember when Shaq promised me he was going to send me something and I ain't got that shit yet?
I sent it to your house. I sent it to your house in Houston.
That boy be lying.
You ain't get it?
Oh, man.
Damn you, Amazon Prime.
No. Don't you shit on Amazon, because Amazon's telling me the other day that Alexa can sound like Shaq. And I'm like, enable the skill. And Alexa goes, that'll be $5. And I'm like, oh, fuck this guy. Come on. Like, he needs the money.
I gotta get paid, brother.
Hey, but since we speaking on the stuff you, hey man, I ain't gonna lie. I was watching TV and my son says, "Dad, I want pizza." I order a shakaroni because I said, "Okay, you can donate $1." I want my money back, man.
Why? What happened?
My shakaroni was cold. It wasn't good. I was come on, man. Hold on.
Hold on. It was cold. It was cold because you live in that big ass mansion. By the time it's 50,000.
No, I haven't moved yet.
Hold on.
I haven't moved yet.
Rob, just take it, put it in the microwave. I'll get it 30 seconds. It is new.
Hey, any piece I got to put in the microwave when it's delivered, that's a problem, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. I started to call Shaq. Yo, man, you better send me my damn $20 for my pizza, man, because this thing was cold.
He doesn't run every store.
I don't care. I said, if you're going to get out there and rep them, I want my money. It's like, your name is on this product, so damn it, it should be a commitment to excellence.
All right, so, Rob, I'll tell you what. I'll send it to your house in Houston.
See if you can get there fast enough before it's cold.
Yeah. Hey, man.
All right. Hey, Uncle Shaq. We got two quick things for you real quick, all right?
Let's do it.
I got a clip, but I couldn't play a clip. We bring the funny audio to this show like we used to do. I can't play a clip with you on the show without doing this first. A flashback for those of you that listen to the old show. All right, well, here's this week's clip for what we call That's Unfortunate on this show. It used to be called Borderline. This is a player, cricket player in Australia, A news anchor in Australia reporting what happened to a cricket player on the field.
Australian skipper Tim Payne is set to undergo neck surgery, but medical staff remain confident that the veteran will be fit for the Ashes. Payne has a bulging disc that has been that's a funny one, has been causing him pain. I'm going to throw to you very quickly, Michael.
A bulging dick that's causing him pain. You should probably see somebody about that.
Oh, man.
Now, before we go, I want to find out, though, is that better than the Kevin Harlan moment in the playoffs, Shaquille, where they went to the sidelines and they're showing all the players using massage guns, those little massage guns on their knees, and Kevin Harlan tried to do this out of the commercial break for the massage gun.
All players have access to the Hyper Gold Plus during every game throughout the season.
And we use it on our throats.
Whoa! Hey, playoffs!
Yeah, playoffs!
Oh, no. All right, and now, look, this wouldn't be a Shaquille O'Neal appearance if we also didn't do a quick round of the greatest show, the greatest game we've ever created for any show.
Ever.
Black crime.
White crime.
Or white crime. So, Rob, this is how
you got some WFS going on?
This is how this works. I'm going to give you a ridiculous news story. You just have to tell me, was it a white guy or was it a black guy?
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Story number one. Two teenage brothers from New Jersey are charged with homicide after the cops stumbled onto them trying to dispose of a dead body in the woods. How did they find them? They left their flashers on when they pulled the car over to dispose of the body.
That's some white folks shit right there.
Okay. Rob's saying white folks. Shaq's saying black folks. What do you think, Harper?
I'm going to say black.
All right. This is Anthony and Joshua Gamble, both white guys. Both white guys. So.
First of all, brothers don't fucking use flashes, so that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
shit. Got it. Follow the clues.
Follow the clues, Rob. All right. Story number two. A woman was busted for a home invasion in Oklahoma after she broke into a home and had a snack, and she left an empty chip bag and a bottle of water by the window. How did they catch her? The chips that she left were Cheetos. And cops bust her with Cheetos in her teeth and Cheetos under her fingers.
Black.
White.
White. That's Oklahoma. Ain't no black folks in Oklahoma. That's exactly. Unless you're playing for the Sooners.
This was Sharon Carr, a black woman.
Oh! Thank you. Wait a minute. Number one, I know it's Oklahoma, but black folk love Cheetos. And she didn't lick her fingers, so she still had the Cheeto residue underneath her nails. So, yeah,
That's why I thought it was someone white, because, you know, black folks... Gotta get that in.
All right, story three. A man who eluded police for months after escaping from jail in November got caught sneaking out during mandatory pandemic lockdowns. Why did he sneak out? Why did he risk it? He wanted to buy the new Call of Duty game. Cops spotted him and arrested him immediately. So, guy who snuck out of quarantine and got caught, black or white?
Black.
Well, that's black.
That's black guy. Because they love the video games, especially Call of Duty and 2K and Mad. Those three games right there, they got to get it in.
That was definitely Jermaine.
Oh, no. Actually, that was Clint Butler, a white guy.
I'm losing it.
Losing your touch, Shaquille. It's been too long. Yeah, story
you
four.
Don't have the answers no more.
We got a couple more here. All right, here you go. A couple more here. A Florida man is in custody for allegedly trying to throw a live alligator off of the roof of a building. He had stolen it from a nearby enclosure, and when asked by police what he was doing, he said, quote, "I'm teaching it a lesson." He was arrested.
WFS, that's some white folk shit right there, because brothers... Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows.
Hey, we only going to Papa Do's to eat alligator. We ain't fucking with alligators like that.
That's William Hodge, a 32-year-old white guy.
We not even touching an alligator, let alone throwing one off the roof.
All right, story five. Two would-be thieves probably thought they had the perfect plan. One of them was going to go into Kohl's, a department store, rob it, run out the back, and hop into the getaway car. The problem is his buddy outside let the battery die on the getaway car, so they both got arrested. White guys or black guys?
Black guy. That's right. Black folks.
Yeah, they're both black guys. Good job.
Yeah,
well
done. Yeah, he's black.
All right, two more and we're done. Guards usually don't have to watch for people breaking into jail, so they didn't notice this man climbing over two fences and scrambling to a second floor door. He said he was trying to evade a man with a gun chasing him, so he broke into prison. He pleaded not guilty, but he got hit with some misdemeanor charges. So did the guy that broke into prison. White guy, black guy.
A black guy would have rather got shot.
Okay. I gotta go. That's white guy.
Yeah, that's white guy.
Oh, once again, Moises Robles, 35-year-old black guy. Yeah, no. No. All right,
I need the answers.
Last one. A man who robbed a bank wearing a pillowcase without eye holes was easily arrested after fleeing.
Oh, white guy, Ku Klux Klan. White guy, Ku Klux Klan.
He said the KKK. Yeah.
Matthew Davies, a white guy. Yeah, there's a.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One of our all-time favorite games.
Oh, I still love that game.
I can't think of that many black guys that have robbed banks. So every time in L.A., we had that big robbery that time. It was a bunch of Mexican guys that had the body on them. Yeah, but other than that, it's mostly white guys, ain't it?
Mostly white guys rob banks.
Black guys rob convenience stores and liquor stores, right?
Wow. See, now we're just devolving. Now we're just setting racial relations back.
My people going to kill me for that.
All right, Chuck.
Love you guys.
Hey, man, I don't live in Sugar Land no more. I don't live in Texas. I'm in Cali, man. Just send me the info for the trophies, man. Just send me the info for the trophies because I got my new office ready and I need my trophies in the background. Just send me the info.
I got you. I'm going to take it. Love y'all.
Yep. Love you, man.
All right, bro.
All right, bro.
See? Shaquille O'Neal. My goodness.
Wow. Always fun to have a big man on the show. had to bring back that game. We used to play that game with him all the time back in the day. Man, black crime or white crime.
It's funny that you say that. We do that all the time, too. We sit around and tell a story. Who did this shit? Yeah. Oh, that's some white folk shit.
Yep, damn straight. Yep.
And then I can't say the other thing where you say, oh, that's a...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know. You can say it. I can't say it.
Look, I've said it plenty of times in my mind and in the other friends where I said, Lord have mercy.
Hey, nowadays you can't say it unless you're around people who ain't going to snitch on you.
And on a podcast, there's a lot of snitches.
Rob, that is... Or when I tell you that's the game, we love that game.
Well, I think we're gonna start bringing that to the show, black crime or white crime. We do other ones too. We used to do one called Walmart or Waffle House. Or I give you the stupidest crime you can imagine. You just have to figure: was it a Walmart or was it a Waffle House?
I miss Waffle Houses, man.
There's nothing better here in the South. You can't walk two blocks without hitting a Waffle House down here.
Grits and their eggs. Oh my goodness.
There's something about the smell of a Waffle House. It's not the best, but it's just oh man, it's,
you know, if you could, it used to be a really, I know this is gonna sound weird, a really nice Waffle House. It was clean. When I say, you know, a Waffle House can be kind of gritty, grimy, kind of dirty, kind of sketchy.
Best ones.
Yeah. But it used to be one by my house in Sugarland. It was nice and clean. It was almost, you know, as clean as, I'm not saying this is the cleanest, but you know how IHOPs are always a little bit cleaner than Waffle House. But hey, Waffle House, they waffles are damn near on Roscoe's level sometimes. Boy, they be good.
They're good, man. They're good. I did want to say rest in peace to Norm MacDonald.
Yes.
That really threw me. Norm MacDonald, formerly of Saturday Night Live. I only 61 years old, was battling cancer. Yeah. One of my all-time favorites. I mean, just a brutally funny, unforgiving comedian, man. And he was just the best.
Man, but you know, Norm was hell of a comedian. I loved his voice. He was a funny one, man.
Norm was great, man. I'll give you my favorite Norm MacDonald moment, and this was from the ESPYs, for God's sake.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? What a season he had. Great, man. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case... all bets are off.
Norm had that I don't give a shit delivery that was just, I mean, unmatched. Unmatched. Just would say the most brutal thing.
That's brutal. that's cringe words. Worthy. Yeah. That's one of them things you're going to put your hand in your hand and shake your head.
But, you know, it's so weird now that so many people are keeping their illnesses to themselves. You know,
it's true.
You want them to, you know, say something so you can really, you know, show them how much you love them before they go. Mm-hmm. But they're such private people and they keep it to themselves. You know, I'm just shocked that. And then the people do that. But I can also understand it, because you don't want people's pity. You just want to, you know, them to go and live their lives, and you live your lives and just try to have those last few moments with your family mm-hmm. and friends and just enjoy them. But, you know,
but that's why you're supposed to give people their flowers while they're here doing their thing.
Yeah.
And while they're in your presence, because there are some people who won't give you the flowers until they realize there's something wrong with you. Instead of consistently every day you're in their presence, them giving you your flowers just because you're merely existing and just because you have a relationship with them, and then you're just a great person. So if you continue just to give people their flowers while they're here, you know, you can always understand that when it's time for them to go, hey, I admired them when they were in their healthiest state. I gave them everything I possibly could.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just sad about Norm. That really threw me. And if you haven't seen Norm play Burt Reynolds on Celebrity Jeopardy from Saturday Night Live,
so funny.
Throw a Google on that. Go watch some of the old Celebrity Jeopardies from the SNL days with him as Burt Reynolds. You will cry laughing. I mean, they are just brilliant. They're just so damn good. Did you see the cat at the University of Miami game?
Mm-hmm.
Dangling off the side of the facing?
Yep.
That's one of the craziest things I've ever seen at a college football game.
You know, for me, I'm like looking at this cat, and it's like hanging on for dear life. First of all, how did a cat get past all those fans and get to the end
Get
thrown over the side? So it's like, it's probably someone brought it in as a prank and it got loose, and next thing you know, it's about to die.
It's a cat, dog.
Yeah.
It's a cat.
You don't like cats, I take it, B.
Well, I'm you're right. I'm not a cat person. I'm a dog person. And then two, cats are, when I say it's a cat, cats are just, they're devious. They know how to get places, and you'd be like, how you get in here?
Oh, that happens all the time. We have four cats at our house because my wife is a cat lady. She loves the cats. I love the cats. They're sweet. But sometimes I'll look up and there'll be one like up on a shelf on the top of a cabinet. And I'm like, the hell hot air balloon did you get to get up there?
Yeah.
Like, hey, that is my, have y'all seen that? That is my favorite cat moment, when it's the WWE announcer and the cat crawls up on the wall. And he says, no, what is he doing? It's James. Like, you know, and he jumps off, and the other cat is on the bed, and he like gives him the people's elbow on the bed.
Yeah,
that shit is funny to me, man.
Oh!
Just because the sound bite.
Yeah, they put the JR audio under. What's he doing? Oh my God.
Cats are crazy animals. They're crazy creatures, bro.
I did want to mention this from Jordan Battle, safety for your Alabama Crimson Tide.
Mm-hmm.
Was asked this question the other day, and it was pretty interesting to me. I thought it was funny.
Do you have a favorite saying that Saban has, one of his little coaching, quips he has?
There are a few I like, and he always talking about touch D's suck on D's or all that.
Apparently, Nick Saban loves a good D's nuts joke. According to Jordan Battle.
Really, bro? That is
Nick
funny.
Saban's making D's nuts jokes at Alabama
practice. Hey,
that makes me laugh.
They'd be like, hold on, what? What? Hold these. So, oh, man, damn it. Oh, I wish Shaq was on.
I can't imagine. Deal. I can't imagine Coach Saban saying hold these. I really can't. As serious as he is, I can't imagine him saying
with
that.
A wicker hat on. I mean, it just doesn't really, you know, it's like, oh, I don't know. It just makes me giggle. Oh, wow.
So it's funny. You know, it's just going to age me again. Jordan's, if I'm correct, I think Jordan Battle's father played with me. I wouldn't say played with me at Alabama, but he played football at Alabama the same time I was there. So he played football. Okay. So I think his dad was there, and he actually lives in Houston, and we used to go watch the Alabama games together. So that's a little lineage going on, the Alabama football lineage going on. But the thing I was going to say is the funniest shit ever was Shaq and Mark Bryant. You know, Mark Bryant now is a coach of the Phoenix Suns, one of assistant coaches.
Yeah.
Got into it in the game. And the arena is quiet, and Shaq's like barking at Mark. You know, Mark is a quiet guy. And he turns around and says, hold these nuts. And the old bitch just breaks out laughing. Shaq, like, what? He's like, hold these nuts.
Oh, did Shaq just annihilate him?
No, it was funny. I don't know what the – I think we were up by so many points then, but Mark Bryant, you know, Mark Bryant was considered one of those enforcers back when he played with Portland. And I think it was just, you know, Mark Bryant was one of those guys that, you know, was trying to manhandle Shaq. And it was a lot of testosterone going that day. And
I can believe it.
Like, hold these nuts. And it was the funniest shit ever because the arena was quiet. And Mark Bryant is the type of person that doesn't say anything. And he just looks at him like, hold these nuts. And it was the funniest shit ever.
Oh, my God. We had
play football. They used to say that all the time. Hold these.
Yep. We had Snoop Dogg on with Shaq once, and we were on hold waiting for Snoop to get on the phone. And I think Shaq goes like, what are we waiting for? I said, well, we're waiting for Snoop. And the voice on the other end of the line goes, no, you're waiting on Dee Dee. And Shaq goes, who's Dee Dee? And Snoop goes, Dee 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 Dee, Snoop. And Shaq was so pissed off. He's like, how did I walk into that? How did I do that? Who's Dee Dee? He's like, what am I? Oh, it's like my first name. He was so mad at himself that he got Dee's nuts by Snoop Dogg. Oh, my God. Classic. All right. Well, listen, man. Let's give out the big shot of the week. I had a lot of fun this week. This was a fun show.
This was a good one.
Big shot of the week for me goes to the Unity Grove Elementary School right here in Henry County, Georgia, a school that is literally a mile from Shaq's house, speaking of Shaq. You see, the school's back in session. The staff went around collecting small donations from all the teachers and administrators and anybody that had a couple bucks to spare. They pooled that money together to surprise their head custodian, a guy named Mr. Chris, with a car, a used car.
Oh, I saw that.
Because Mr. Chris had to walk to work every day. And they pooled all this money in the school together, and they bought Mr. Chris his own car. And when I tell you, the man just didn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah, because he was just standing there. Like, when they handed him the keys, he was like, he literally stood there in disbelief, like, nah, this ain't my car. Y'all not doing this for me. And I saw the video. I was like, bro, that when you talk about the ultimate form of selflessness, it don't get no better than that.
Yeah.
He, you know, for someone to give you a car, because that takes a lot of money. It's like, you know, I'm going down here and get you a little junker, you know, but it was for people to, you know, understand someone's path and understand that, you know, they need a little help. That's what it's all about, man. Giving back and trying to be selfless and helping people out. So, you know, that is the big shot of the week for them. Yeah. So I'm so proud of them giving this guy a car. It'd been kind of effed up. He says, the reason I walk is because I don't know how to drive. And so it'd been messed up. He did that. But I'm selling it, you know, but he, big props to them. So,
yeah, that's great. And by the way, I don't want to overlook the fact that this guy walked to work every day.
Yes.
You know how easy it is for anybody in the world to just be like, no, I'm not gonna. I'm just not gonna do this. He's got work ethic. He's got pride. And he said, whatever I got to do to take care of my family, if I got to walk to work, I will walk my ass.
But
to
his
work.
Thing is, it's not like it doesn't get cold either. So think about that.
Oh,
it gets cold too, and it rains.
We got winter here. It ain't like California where y'all are living in summertime year round.
We get a couple of 20 degree days, especially in the morning. It'd be cold.
Yeah.
Man, I bet you, I guarantee you, neither one of you guys ever walked to school.
No,
I couldn't. Yeah, I lived in the suburbs of New Jersey. I had to. That's a 20-minute bus ride. You weren't walking anywhere.
I had to walk to school, even though I only lived 2 miles away from school. But hell, that's 2 miles in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, you talk about aging yourself. You know what? You age yourself probably 2 or 3 times on average a show. And by the time,
man, and by the, because I walked to school.
Well, hold on. Let's see. We on episode. This is 34, right?
Yeah.
So by the time we get to episode 64, you gonna be shriveled up like a prune because you're gonna be old as hell.
Oh, so the reason I said that, we had to walk to school one time, and it had just rained that morning, and of course, you know, we walk into school, and most people, we used to stop before there's a puddle, and most people, you know, drive around the puddle. So we walk into school, and, you know, when you get your fresh new sneakers, you think you the shit, right? I didn't even want to walk to school in them. So this guy comes by, goes out of school, and he splashed us. And he just, you can see him laughing in the car, right? I got to school. I put my books in the locker. I told the other two dudes that was with me, let's go find this mother. So we find him laughing. He was actually telling the story to some of his dudes.
Oh, hell no.
And they saw us walk up.
Hell no.
And the other cat scattered. He's standing there. So he looked, he turned around. I just yelled, I just punched him straight in his chest as hard as I could. And he went flying over. He went flying over the thing. And he's like, oh, I'm going to tell the principal. I said, come on, I'll go with you. So we walked to the principal's office. He says, Robert punched me in the chest. And I looked at the principal's, look at my shoes. He says, how did that happen? He splashes on the way to school. All right, get out of here. Go back to class. You know, there's no problem. Because, you know, that was the one thing about growing up in a small school and you the big dog in the school like I was. You could do some shit like that and get away with it. Because yep. I guarantee you, if I was in another school and walk up to a kid and punch him in the chest as hard as I could.
You out of there.
I'm suspended.
Yeah. Facts.
Lucky Danny Ferry didn't go to your school.
Oh, Danny Ferry got choked out. Danny Ferry
Robert,
got choked out.
Did you whip
out?
Danny Ferry's ass in the hallway? You bet I did.
Damn
bet
right
I did.
And I'd do it again.
Follow the show on Twitter at Big Shot Bob Pod for links to all our guests and all sorts of fun. The Big Shot Bob Pod is a presentation of Live by Live's Podcast One and Podcast One Sportsnet.
Look out!
Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. The Michael Irvin Podcast, the MIP.
Now the MIP exists. The MIP.
Okay, I got to make sure you got something to show.
What? Where's Michael? He's holding out. What do you mean he's holding out?
Fine. Hey, it's the playmaker. I ain't available right now. I said the playmaker's not available for you.
I will give you my playmaker of the week. Take the spotlight sometimes off of all these quarterbacks and put the spotlight on some of those guys that make the quarterbacks.
T-I-R-E-D, put it together. T-I-R-E-D. I get tired.
That's love.
That's the Michael Irvin I love right there.
What's
man.
That?
Yeah, yeah.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
That's the Michael Irvin Podcast. I am the playmaker, Michael Irvin.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun. Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.